This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to Around Macoupin County. My guest on this weekend's show is Kelly Angel, personnel clerk for the Greene County Health Department. Welcome to the show, Kelly.
Hello.
Kelly, we are going to talk today on the program about the Greene County Health Fair that comes up Wednesday, March the 29th. It'll be held at the Knights of Columbus Hall in Carrollton. And this event has gone on before, and we're going to let you talk about what the purpose of this health fair is.
The purpose of this event is to increase awareness of health resources in our area, and it's there to promote safety, wellness, and healthy lifestyles for the residents of Greene County.
You will have a number of screenings and information and informational booths at this health fair, and I thought we would start off talking a little bit about who is the health fair for? Is it for any particular age group, or who should attend?
It's really open to anyone, and it's open to all people, not just Greene County. It's geared more towards probably older people rather than children. There will be, though, however, St. Louis Children's Hospital is going to be here this year, which is a new venue. So that'll be interesting in what they have to offer for kids.
And then as far as there's numerous screenings that are available of all types, and maybe you could go into some of the screenings that are available. Some are relatively simple, and I guess some a little more complex in nature.
Okay. Boyd Hospital will be there. They're going to be doing a cardiac risk profile. And with that, they prefer that you have 10 to 12 hours of fasting. That screening will be, or blood test will be $20. There's also going to be a colon cancer take-home kit that will be $6. There's a prostate cancer screening, a hemogram, and a thyroid testing that will be $15. And then there's an A1C for $20. And all of those Boyd Hospital will be offering to anyone who would like to have that test.
Now, as far as those particular tests, as you said, with one of them there, you had to have some fasting and stuff, but does someone need to contact anybody before the day of the fair, or do they just come in and say, I'd like to have that particular screening?
They can just come in. Their Boyd Hospital will have a little area set up. They'll take their information, and they can get the test that day. We're there till noon, from 7 in the morning till noon. And they can come in at any time during that period and get that test. They will also have a table where if somebody can't, they're on their way to work, they can go to, Boyd will have a table set up to pick up, they're calling it coupon, and they'll pick up this coupon, which they can take home with them, and then at a later date, they can go to the Boyd Hospital lab and have the blood test taken at that time. So they don't have to have it taken there at the health fair. If they're on their way to work, they can just go by there, grab a coupon, and then show up at Boyd Hospital Lab at a later date.
Does one have to wait a little while, I would presume, before they get the results?
Yes. The test will be ready so anytime after April 3rd. They can go to the hospital, the Boyd Hospital Lab, again, and they can pick up their results there at the lab after April 3rd.
What other types of screenings or tests will be available?
We'll have several free screenings. There's going to be a diabetic retinopathy eye screening. It's going to be a mobile unit and a hearing screening mobile unit. Those are both being sponsored by the Lions Club. Carrollton Lions Club is providing those. And they're free of charge. Also, there'll be a blood pressure, a glucometer, blood sugar screening, a sun damage screening. There'll be somebody there to do blood typing if you would like to know what your blood type is. And also Impact CIL, an organization, will be there. They'll be providing free amplified phone testing.
Along with these testings and screenings, you'll also have a lot of information. I guess you would call it booths, or people will be there with information all the way from Illinois State Police to information about dental as well?
Yes, Illinois State Police will be there. They're going to have a booth on illegal drugs, methamphetamines, heroin, some problems, of course, that everybody knows is in our area right now. And there's also going to be different nursing homes and rehab facilities that will be there to offer information. Lifeline, that will be there. Springfield Clinic, St. Louis Children's Hospital, as I said before. There's going to be an MS group if somebody is interested in going to a group regarding multiple sclerosis. That's going to be there. Jerseyville Hospital's Survival Flight helicopter will be there. We have all kinds of booths. Like I said, there's over 42 booths, so there's lots of information.
Now, the Survival Flight, is that the actual helicopter is going to be there, or will it be more just information about the services they can provide?
There will be a booth inside about the Survival Flight helicopter, but the helicopter itself is also supposed to be there for people to just see and look at.
I guess one could ask you, is there, maybe if somebody's planning on coming, is it the best to arrive very early, or maybe sometimes midday is a little better as far as when it's going on, and then you can also talk about the hours of when the testings are and so forth.
The testings are throughout the whole time that we're there, from 7 till noon. It's probably better, especially if you're fasting, you know, the 10 to 12 hours, if you could get there early. But really, whenever is convenient for the person coming, that's fine. I mean, there's no particular time that's really better.
You have several organizations that are also involved with the health fair, and if you would like to talk about who helps to present this, go right ahead.
Other organizations that are helping us sponsor this event is Boyd Healthcare Services, of course. The pharmacies in our Greene County area, Gable Family Pharmacy, Pharmacy Plus, they're both helping to sponsor. Knights of Columbus, we're thankful for them. They're letting us use their building. The Greene County Farm Bureau, and then the Lions Club of Greene County. They're all sponsoring this event.
And, of course, as you said, this will be at the Knights of Columbus Hall in Carrollton. It is Wednesday, March 29th from 7 to noon. And if somebody would have a question, or I guess a particular question they'd like to ask, if they're thinking about attending the health fair, is there a way to get more information?
They can just call the health department at 217-942-6961. If they want to ask for me, Kelly, I'd be more than happy to answer any questions.
Before we reach the end of the program, anything else you'd like to add?
One other thing that I'm really excited about is we're going to be having door prizes this year. We have a lot of great businesses around the Greene County area who have graciously donated some door prizes. Three of those are going to be dental cleanings and x-rays by some local dentists here in the Greene County area. We've also got gas cards. We've got stores, grocery stores who have donated certificates. We've got oil changes. We've got all kinds of door prizes, and we're wanting to give those away to anybody who attends. It doesn't cost a thing to attend, and it doesn't cost anything to get in the door prize. So that's just something else we wanted to let everybody know.
Kelly, thank you for joining us today on Around Macoupin County.
Okay, thank you.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition for WSMI. I'm Rick Davis.